Hello, welcome to today's guided Lectio Divina. My name is Jenny Kaufman. I'm a pastor at First United Methodist Church in Oak Ridge, Tennessee, and I'm grateful to share this wonderful form of prayer with you. Lectio Divina, which is Latin for divine reading, is a way of opening ourselves up to hearing God speak to us, teaching us, loving us, guiding us through Scripture. I will read a piece of scripture a total of four times. Today it comes from the Gospel of John, the 11th chapter. Each reading will be followed by about 2 minutes of either silence or quiet meditative music. And during that time, you will be invited to reflect on and listen to God speak to you, but reflect on either a word or phrase from the scripture or how that word or phrase is meaningful to you in your life right now. So again, thank you for taking this time to nourish your soul, nourish your relationship with God, and let us now turn to God through the process of Lectio Divina. During this first reading, I invite you simply to listen. And as you listen, notice if there is a word or a phrase that just seems to jump out at you, that seems to hold energy even if you don't understand the whys or the wherefores. And during the silence, I invite you to simply reflect on those two, that word or phrase. Jesus replied, "Aren't there 12 hours of daylight? Those who walk by day don't stumble, because they see the world bathed in light. Those who go walking by night will stumble, because there is no light in them." Hear this reading now a second time, and in the quiet that follows, I invite you to consider, how does this word or phrase relate to you in your life right now? How is it particularly relevant given your situation or context? Jesus replied, "Aren't there 12 hours of daylight? Those who walk by day don't stumble, because they see the world bathed in light. Those who go walking by night will stumble, because there is no light in them." Hear this reading now a third time. And in the quiet that follows, I invite you to be open to God, who may be calling you to respond. Given this word or phrase, how might God be encouraging you to act, to do, or to be? Jesus replied, "Aren't there 12 hours of daylight? Those who walk by day don't stumble, because they see the world bathed in light. Those who go walking by night will stumble, because there is no light in them." Hear this reading now one last time, and in the quiet that follows, I invite you either to sit silently in the presence of God or pray to and with God. Jesus replied, "Aren't there 12 hours of daylight? Those who walk by day don't stumble, because they see the world bathed in light. Those who go walking by night will stumble, because there is no light in them." Let us pray. Thank you, gracious and loving God, for the light which you give us, which shines in our hearts, in our minds, and in this world. May we be receptive to following that light, that we may not stumble. And it's in Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen.